From Las Vegas, Nevada, it is the Top of the Tower podcast from Feibusch Media. I'm Scott Feibusch. We are at the NAB show on our actual final day here at NAB before heading back east. And before we get into some of the interviews from the floor, I want to just tell you a little bit about what I'm looking at and listening to right now. I'm actually in my hotel room with an HD tuner that is tuned to 96.0 and displaying HDMA channel 1. And what this is part of the testing that the NAB and with the help of Beasley and Nautel and several other equipment manufacturers are doing over the signal of KKLZ here in Las Vegas, trying to demonstrate some of the other things that they could potentially do with HD radio. So let's give a quick listen here to what this sounds like, because we've never heard anything quite like this before. So we're on 96.0. The radio isn't really tuned to 96.0. That's sort of an artifact of one of the sidebands that it's getting from KKLZ, which is really a 96.3. But as it tunes in here, it should pick up 96.0, and it's trying to lock HD here, and there it is. There's channel 1. There's channel 2. The audio is not very exciting here. It's the same song looping over and over again on each of these channels. There's 96.0 channel 3, and then you can go up the dial and you can do 96.2, and then that's going to lock in here in a second as HDMB with three more channels. There's channel 4, and so on up the dial all the way to 96.6. And in the midst of all of this, KKLZ itself, which happens to be the number one rated station in town, is still broadcasting its analog signal on 96.3. So if you're driving around with a normal radio just trying to listen to KKLZ, you're not going to miss out on that either. If you want to hear more on that, go back to the last podcast right before this one where we talked with the NAB's David Layer, and you can hear a little bit more about that technology. And we'll hear more on the results of that testing coming up later on the podcast. Turning to the programming side of things here at NAB, we had a neat opportunity to catch up with a radio legend, Elvis Duran, of course, the legendary morning man at Z100 in New York and syndicated around the country, was honored with induction into the NAB's Hall of Fame. We caught up with him on Monday afternoon at the SAS audio booth, where he was presented with a gold-plated, customized console by SAS Vice President Al Selsey and Shotgun Tom Kelly. We are on the floor at NAB 2018 with Al Selsey of SAS and the legendary Elvis Duran, who is being honored later today with one of the biggest honors here at the convention. And you just got yourself a little gift.
I know, SAS, the board that I use at Z100 in New York, they just gave me my own to take home. That means I have to keep working. But that's the thing about the SAS board. It's such a fabulous board. I can't believe I have my own board.
And this is not just any board.
No. Out of all the boards I've been using my entire life, I kid you not, this is my favorite board. I tell our engineers all the time, I never think about the board, ever. And that's a good thing, because the board is just something you expect to work and to be perfect. And it is every single day. And that's great. If I thought about the board, that means something bad's going on. So, you know.
And Al, you made this one up special.
We did. We made a special Hall of Fame edition, Elvis Duran Hall of Fame edition, gold-plated. It's monogrammed, the high-res displays, routable faders. We'll get Mr. Duran all the direction, and it's very easy to use. Push a button, slide the fader up, and
that's it.
All the magic happens in the background for him.
And I love the diamonds. It's diamond-encrusted, which I love.
Elvis, you've been doing this since you were 14. What's it like now to be recognized in this way?
It's kind of weird. You know what? If I was here at the convention and witnessing someone else receiving these accolades, I'd be impressed. But since it's me, I'm like, I can't believe it's happening. I guess I should be impressed, right? You know what? It's a wonderful feeling. And it's really not all about the boards. It's not all about the microphones. It's about the people we work with. You know, just as you gather around a stove in a kitchen cooking dinner with friends, we gather around this board every morning and cook up a great show with each other. So this board means so much to us. And this convention means everything to us, because it's people like us that do this for a living. And I'm so proud to be here. I love it.
What do you tell the next generation around here?
Run for your life. Find another vocation.
You know, it's scary. There are a lot of people who seriously would say that to younger radio people.
No, you know what? Radio has just changed. It's not just radio anymore. It's radio to me is content that comes out of a transmitter on top of a building at the Empire State Building for us in New York. It's about it's about connecting with people in an audio way. You know, and we've been doing it for years. This is nothing new. We didn't invent this. But you know what? It will continue to thrive, and people need it more than ever. It's great. I love it. I'm so happy I chose this rather than gynecology.
You might have to work for a living.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Alistair and Al Selsey, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So in addition to getting a chance to talk to Elvis Duran, we also had an opportunity to talk to some other radio programmers on the floor. Drew Hall is the national imaging guy for all of iHeart's top 40 stations. He's based in Tampa at WFLZ. He does the local imaging there as well. We caught up with him right after talking to Elvis Duran. So if you drive around the country like I do and you listen to a lot of top 40 radio as I do, and if a lot of them are iHeart stations as they are, you hear the imaging work of Drew Hall, who's the national top 40 imaging director for iHeart and is with me here at the Wheatstone booth at NAB. Welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You actually asked what you had to do to be on the podcast. The answer is be here while I'm here, and here we are.
And that's a lesson to everybody. You want to be on a podcast, just find Scott. He will be at one of seven booths. I'm not going to tell you which ones they are. You have to find them. This is now a scavenger hunt for Scott. A Scottvenger hunt, as they say.
Lately, it's usually Wheatstones.
it's an honor to be on the same podcast as Elvis Duran.
Yes.
And it's a pretty great NAB show so far. Learning a lot, seeing all the crazy post-production stuff that people in my side of the industry love to geek out on. And a lot of the great tech coming out this year. I think it's a real good vibe for the show. It's been a really good experience so far.
What are you looking at for your needs?
I'm definitely looking at Avid, heavy Pro Tools user, and their integration with Dolby Atmos for post-production for film, which is somewhere we're trying to merge into, not iHeart specifically, but just like those of us in the audio industry. It's always good to expand your horizons a little bit. I always love seeing the new studio tech, because I also still kind of have a foot in the engineering side. You have to help the jocks out, things like that. And it's also just nerdy me likes to see the new LED signs, all the new technology, the high-pitch LED that they're using at all of the booths pretty much now, but just even the vendors for that, for staging materials, for all the DJ stuff we do, all the club installs, things like that. So
none of us is just doing radio anymore.
No, it's definitely multifaceted. And it's also kind of cool. And I don't know when I got this. I don't know if you saw this, but they do these banners that they put on the bottom. They call them banners. I didn't realize they're like ribbons, but they call them banners. And I was given a YoPro banner this year because apparently 35 is the cutoff for being a young professional at the NAB.
And I feel old.
I feel old because this is like my final year of this. And what's really interesting is that this has gotten me into some really cool stuff that I would not have been able to do with just an exhibits pass. So if you're young and you want to come out to this thing, you're thinking like, well, I'm not going to see anything, sign up for this. Like, get a free exhibits pass from one of the vendors, hang out, make some friends, and then apply for this, or they'll send you an email, and you're already in.
That is an awesomely useful bit of information.
It is, and it's always good information. There's cool stuff on the post-production side. There's stuff on the broadcast side. Google's here, and they're showing off all the Google Assistant tie-ins. Amazon's here with all the Alexa stuff and the skills. It's honestly one of the best values for the entire thing. So look into that, absolutely. And they do that for the radio show, too. If you're strictly radio and you're eyeing up Orlando this year, definitely do that as well.
And we will be there. We're already making plans for the broadcasting club party there on the heels of the party that we had last night, which was
pretty epic. Hanging out at Caesar's Palace, we're going to work on Orlando. There's a lot of cool venues out there. Obviously, Universal. Obviously, Disney. I think the actual venue is next to Disney. We'll have some cool stuff with the broadcasting club coming up with that, and we'll tie it all together and make it a fun time in sunny Orlando, Florida. As we get into winter, everybody up north, come down, absolutely.
Speaking of tying things together,
okay.
You were standing there when I was talking to Elvis Duran and asking him what advice he gives to younger people. You are on the cusp, at least, of being a younger people. What do you tell the younger people?
I do one of two things. One, I will tell them like I did Elvis Duran run. Elvis is a legend in the industry, and if you're going to model your career after somebody, find somebody like Elvis and model it after them, because he's worked his entire life towards it. I like coming around to these things because we find the next generation. And I hang out with the college kids at these things because, one, it's easier to hang with them versus people like you. I'm sorry, Scott. But also because we all kind of get jaded being in the industry so long, you know? We kind of don't appreciate it as much as the young ones coming up, and they're still bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You don't want to knock that away from them. You want them to keep that as long as they can. And that's my thing is, don't stop being excited about the industry. If you really want to do it, you can do it. Just don't stop being excited about it.
Well, it's great to provide that encouragement. I remember my first radio show was Boston in either 90 or 91. I think it was 1990. And walking in there and, you know, jaw-dropping at all the stuff that was out there, not even understanding half of it. And to have people like you who take college students under their wing and actually tell them what they're looking at and how to get involved, that's valuable.
Yeah, and I mean, I still have the same. I remember the feeling walking into Q102 in Philly for my first internship. And, like, you forget that feeling sometimes. And we all get piled on with the needs of the industry. But it's cool to have the outreach like that. And it's cool to bring the next generation up. And I think that's something we don't do as an industry very well. We need to get a lot better at it.
Talk about your work for a minute. Yeah. What do you do on a day-to-day basis working with these stations across the huge iHeart family?
There's no one day is ever the same, obviously. The bulk of my day, believe it or not, is taken up in Tampa. FLZ is a monster. Everybody knows it. Eric Chase, Nick Daly, Brian James. That was a big seat to fill, and I recognize that every day. A lot of my time goes there. For the rest of the stuff across the country, it's really a team effort. I handle the top 40 stuff, but there's five of us, John Manuel, Steve Dubs, Miles, and Bernie Lucas. Sorry, Bernie, forgot about you for a second. We're format captains, so we handle all that. I obviously handle top 40. But it's not just one person in a room going, you know, I got to make 20 promos. We all collaborate. It's one of those things that I'm looking forward to the tie back to the show to talk to Avid, talk to Dell, talk to Google about cloud collaboration, because we have five producers that I just named, including myself, in four different markets, all putting together everything you hear on all of our radio stations for all the various major contemporary formats. So it's one of those things where it's very collaborative, and other people have great perspectives on things that you wouldn't think about. And a lot of our time is spent not just writing for ourselves, but writing for other people and collaborating on things with other people. And even on other stations, Darren Marshall at Hot in D.C., Stax, the wonderful Stax at Z100 in New York. If you're not writing with the smartest minds you know, you're doing it wrong if you're doing production.
How do you make sure, you know, like on my Sirius Radio, you know, Z100 in New York is one click away from KISS in L.A.?
Right.
How do you make sure that New York doesn't end up sounding like L.A., sounding like D.C., sounding like Chicago?
Well, some of that is actually having different producers. Those four stations you mentioned actually do have producers for those markets.
Or KISS in Rochester or Hot in Syracuse.
Right, and the funny thing about working for iHeart, and I hope I'm not getting too inside baseball here. Somebody's going to write me an angry email when they listen to this, but...
Have you ever listened to this podcast? It's all inside, Valley. It's all we do.
Like, I'm just thinking, like, the last time I was on a podcast, I got yelled at. So this is going to be fun. If I get yelled at again, it's just fun to do it. Please, Maynard, don't hurt me. No, it's more about... The thing about iHeart National Production is that we're just providing the pieces that the stations absolutely need at the bare minimum. It's not that we're saying, this is all you need, don't do this. We're saying, here's what you absolutely will need to run, but don't let that stop you from being awesome. My job isn't to replace anybody in any one market. My job is to supplement with the things that we need to do on a national basis. We're doing it so that 150 radio stations don't have to do a new promo every week for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. That's really what the job is. That doesn't mean that every station isn't supposed to be its own creature. You know, it's not supposed to all sound the same. It's not a mandate that we use the same voices, that we use the same production packages. In fact, we actually hear from a lot of our affiliates for custom. We hear from a lot of affiliates from the NPG stuff that they hit us up like, can we have the work parts for this? We want to make some more cool stuff out of it. Absolutely, you can do that. My job's to facilitate. It's not to force. And I think that's something that people don't really recognize unless you're actually in it. And it boggles my mind every day that we have so many cool people in so many diverse markets that want to make great radio using the stuff that we do as a baseline. I think it's great.
That's awesome. Drew Hall from iHeart, thank you so much.
No, thanks so much, Scott. Appreciate it.
And that's just a small piece of some of the conversations we'll be sharing with you from the floor of the NAB in the weeks to come. We hope you are enjoying the podcast. As always, we are brought to you by Fivebush Media. If we can help you improve your station signal, buy or sell a station, translators,